Welcome to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, number 192. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Today we'll read Joshua 14 and 15 from the New English Translation. Let's begin. Joshua chapter 14. The following is a record of the territory assigned to the Israelites in the land of Canaan by Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the Israelite tribal leaders. The land assignments to the 9.5 tribes were made by drawing lots, as the Lord had instructed Moses. Now Moses had assigned land to the 2.5 tribes east of the Jordan, but he assigned no land to the Levites. The descendants of Joseph were considered as two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites were allotted no territory, though they were assigned cities in which to live, along with the grazing areas for their cattle and possessions. The Israelites followed the Lord's instructions to Moses and divided up the land. The men of Judah approached Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know what the Lord said about you and me to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the Lord's servant, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy on the land, and I brought back to him an honest report. My countrymen who accompanied me frightened the people, but I remained loyal to the Lord my God." That day Moses made his solemn promise, "Surely the land on which you walked will belong to you and your descendants permanently, for you remained loyal to the Lord your God. So now, look, the Lord has preserved my life, just as he promised, these past 45 years since the Lord spoke these words to Moses, during which Israel traveled through the wilderness. Now look, I am today 85 years old. Today I am still as strong as when Moses sent me out. I can fight and go about my daily activities with the same energy I had then. Now assign me this hill country which the Lord promised me at that time. No doubt you heard at that time that the Anakites live there in large fortified cities. But assuming the Lord is with me, I will conquer them as the Lord promised." Joshua asked God to empower Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and assigned him Hebron. So Hebron remains the assigned land of Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, to this very day, because he remained loyal to the Lord God of Israel. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba. Arba was the famous Anakite. Then the land was free of war. Joshua chapter 15. The land allotted to the tribe of Judah by its clans reached to the border of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin in the Negev, far to the south. Their southern border started at the southern tip of the Salt Sea, extended south of the Scorpion Ascent, crossed to Zin, went up from the south to Kadesh Barnea, crossed to Hezron, went up to Adar, and turned toward Karkah. It then crossed to Asmon, extended to the stream of Egypt, and ended at the sea. This was their southern border. The eastern border was the Salt Sea to the mouth of the Jordan River. The northern border started north of the Salt Sea at the mouth of the Jordan, went up to Beth Hogla, crossed north of Beth Araba, and went up to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. It then went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, turning northward to Gilgal, which is opposite the pass of Adummim, south of the valley, crossed to the waters of En-Shemesh, and extended to En-Rogel. It then went up to the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusites on the south, that is, Jerusalem, going up to the top of the hill opposite the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the west, which is at the end of the valley of the Rephaites, to the north. It then went from the top of the hill to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, extended to the cities of Mount Ephron, and went up to Baalah, that is, Kiriath-Jearim. It then turned from Baalah westward to Mount Seir, crossed to the slope of Mount Jearim on the north, that is, Kesalon, descended to Beth Shemesh, and crossed to Timnah. It then extended to the slope of Ekron to the north, and went toward Shikaron, crossed to Mount Baalah, extended to Jabneel, and ended at the sea. The western border was the Mediterranean Sea. These were the borders of the tribe of Judah and its clans. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, was assigned Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, within the tribe of Judah, according to the Lord's instructions to Joshua. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out from there three Anakites, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, descendants of Anak. From there he attacked the people of Debir. Debir used to be called Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, To the man who attacks and captures Kiriath-Sefer, I will give my daughter Aksah as a wife. When Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, captured it, Caleb gave Aksah his daughter to him as a wife. One time Aksah came and charmed her father so that she could ask him for some land. When she got down from her donkey, Caleb said to her, "What would you like?" She answered, "Please give me a special present. Since you have given me land in the Negev, now give me springs of water." So he gave her both upper and lower springs. This is the land assigned to the tribe of Judah by its clans. These cities were located at the southern extremity of Judah's tribal land near the border of Edom: Kabzeel, Eder, Jager, Kina, Dimona, Adida, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Beeloth, Hazor Hadada, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazor Gada, Heshbon, Beth Pilet, Hazor Shul, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Baala, Ayim, Ezim, El Tolad, Kisel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon, a total of 29 cities and their towns. These cities were in the lowlands: Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zenoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Shearim, Adathaim, and Gedera, or Gedera-Thaim, a total of 14 cities and their towns: Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Dilion, Mizpah, Jogthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabin, Lamas, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth-Dagon, Naamah, and Makeda, a total of 16 cities and their towns: Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Akzib, and Marisha, a total of 9 cities and their towns: Ekron and its surrounding towns and settlements. From Ekron westward, all those in the vicinity of Ashdod and their towns: Ashdod with its surrounding towns and settlements, and Gaza with its surrounding towns and settlements, as far as the stream of Egypt and the border at the Mediterranean Sea. These cities were in the hill country: Shamer, Jeder, Soko, Dana, Kiriath-Sana, that is Deber, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, a total of 11 cities and their towns: Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, a total of 9 cities and their towns: Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juddah, Jezreel, Joktium, Zenoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, a total of 10 cities and their towns: Halhul, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Meirath, Beth-Anoth, and Eltekon, a total of 6 cities and their towns: Kiriath-Baal, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah, a total of 2 cities and their towns. These cities were in the desert: Beth-Arabah, Midin, Sekeka, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and En-Gedi, a total of 6 cities and their towns. The men of Judah were unable to conquer the Jebusites living in Jerusalem. The Jebusites live with the people of Judah in Jerusalem to this very day. May God bless the reading of His Word. Today, let's take a look at chapter 14 for a moment. Joshua has gathered Eleazar the high priest and the leaders from each tribe in order to divide up the land of Canaan by lot as God had instructed Moses. But we see at verse 6 that Caleb, accompanied by the leaders of the tribe of Judah, came to Joshua and reminded him of a 45-year-old promise made to him by Moses himself. You may remember that Caleb was with Joshua and the other men when Moses sent them to look over the promised land before the entire nation went in. They went in as spies. And when they returned to give a report, only Joshua and Caleb had unwavering faith in the promise of God and were willing to go forward and take the land. The others were afraid of the giants that inhabited the area then known as Kiriath Arba, later known as Hebron. On the day that they filed their report with Moses, Moses promised Caleb that, quote, Surely the land on which you walked will belong to you and your descendants permanently, for you remained loyal to the Lord your God. Unquote. So Caleb reminded Joshua of that promise in our reading today, and he asked Joshua to give him this land and not make it part of the drawing of lots. Another bit of history of this land might be interesting to you. When they first saw this area, Kiriath Arba, it was inhabited by Anakim, who were descendants of the Nephilim. They were giants. Their leader was named Arba. Also, I'm sure that you remember Abraham and Sarah. Kiriath Arba is where Sarah died. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived most of their lives in this general area, and they were buried here as well. So these could all be additional reasons that Caleb desired to have this land. Of course, Joshua honored Moses' promise to Caleb and gave this land to him and his heirs. You only have a few days left to order Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide before the price goes up. You heard a lot of names today. Even though I wrote the book, I didn't remember how to pronounce them all, but it was easy to refresh my memory with this great reference. Sure, when you're listening, it sounds easy to say the names, but when you see them on the page, it's a different story. For instance, one of the names you heard today was spelled A-D-U-M-M-I-M. Do you say that Adumim, Adumim, Adamim? The correct pronunciation is Adumim. It's easy when you have my book. Download your copy today at easybiblenamesguide.com. It's a tool you use, and it's a great way to show your support of this podcast. Plus, you have my word that if you don't think the book will help you, I'll refund your money. Right now, you can get the result of 2 years of my life for just $5.99 instead of the $19.99 it'll cost from February 1st going forward. EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. If you'd like to write to me with a comment or a question, my address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. LifespringMedia.com is the home to all of the LifeSpring Media podcasts and where you can easily subscribe to any or all of them. You can also sign up for the email list and get an email whenever there's a new episode or get other news from LifeSpring Media HQ. Thanks again for being part of the LifeSpring family. I'm honored to be included in your busy day, and I do not take this privilege for granted. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.